The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came to the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has the name John." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. And he asked for a tablet, and he wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Some of the pilgrims to the Holy Land will have visited Ein Kerem. Most of the groups that I accompany to the Holy Land, we don't go to Ein Kerem, which is the birthplace of John the Baptist, only because it's in the hill country of Judea, and it has very steep walks up to the Church of the Visitation, and some of our pilgrims are not up to this hard climb up to the Church of the Visitation, so we don't go to Ein Kerem. Ein Kerem is Arabic for the spring of the vineyard, the birthplace of John the Baptist. And it's in the southwest corner of Jerusalem. Since Jerusalem grew and grew, it's now in the neighborhood of Jerusalem. It's very scenic. It's in the hill country of Judea, in the vineyards. And in Aramaic, it means, Ein Kerem means the spring of the vineyard. Very scenic place. That's the setting of today's gospel. It deals with the miracle and the mystery of John the Baptist. And every child is a miracle, and every child is a mystery. And the miracle and the mystery is ongoing. And especially parents of teenagers will tell you, yes, the mystery is there, sometimes the miracle is there. But the miracle and the mystery goes on and on as we grow in life. And so we have this extraordinary birth to elder parents of John the Baptist, which we celebrate today. It reminds us that we're born of 1,000 people. We're born of our parents and our grandparents and the generations have gone before. And it's a good thing Søren Kierkegaard, the great Danish theologian, says, "You can only understand life by looking backwards. And to live life, you must look forwards. So in order to understand yourself, and to understand the meaning of life, he says you have to look backwards. Well, yesterday was the 29th anniversary of the death of Cardinal Manning, and I was very close to Cardinal Manning. He was my spiritual father. So I went to the cemetery at Calvary yesterday, to visit his grave. I prayed there, and I remember the stories of his life, and I walked amongst the priest's plot. There's an area there, Good Shepherd, and it's where the priests are buried. And I walked amongst the priests and looked at the names of the priests, and I saw somebody was a Monsignor and somebody else was something else, and it's all so empty. Yes, it's part of the story. And my mind went back. And you understand yourself when you go backwards. You must look backwards. So I went back into his life and I remember the stories. Now, we did this in recent times with Father's Day and with Mother's Day. We look back. And most often when we look back, we're more grateful. We're more forgiving of the human failings. We're more gentle in our remembering. We kind of bless the past. We overlook the failings of the past. We're far more gentle when we look back over our living dead. It's a good thing to keep in mind because it tends to bring out a part of us when we look back that we might neglect when we just live in the present moment without reflection. If in life you come to a place where you're struggling or you're in darkness or you're in conflict, and you go to a professional person, a therapist, the first thing the therapist will say, tell me from whence you have come. Go back, tell me the story of your life, because in order to understand you, I must look at the story of your life. Where did you come from? Tell me the stories of your life. I was thinking about that with John the Baptist. In trying to meet John the Baptist, I looked back over his life. And while he revealed Jesus Christ in the strength of his proclamation in the desert, he pointed out, there is the Lamb of God. He also revealed Christ in the certainty of his preaching. He revealed Christ in the manner in which he baptized the Lord in the Jordan River. He also revealed Christ and his strength and his faith in his conviction, in his preaching, and the manner of his martyrdom. But then I read more in his life, and in chapter 11 in Matthew, and in chapter 7 in the Gospel of Luke, there's a very subtle but interesting insight into his life. We are told that he was in prison. He was alone. And he was in darkness. And he heard about Jesus and his preaching. And he sent two of his disciples to Jesus to say, are you really the one who is to come, or should we look for another? There's a suggestion here that he was in doubt, that he struggled, such as many, many people do, that he was questioning whether in fact Jesus was the true Messiah. Even though there was a time when he was certain, now under severe circumstances, he begins to question, is Jesus for real? And Jesus says, go back and tell him what you see and what you hear. I heal the sick, give sight to the blind, forgive sinners, call people to new life. Go back and tell him all that you see and all that you hear. And after they leave, Jesus goes on to say in both Gospels, John the Baptist was the greatest of all who were born of woman. Gives him great praise in his humanity. And it caused me to conclude that we reveal Christ in our humanity. When he doubted and he questioned and he wondered and he searched, he was revealing Christ. He was calling on the Lord to strengthen him, such as we might do at certain times in our own lives. the manner in which we encounter Christ and reveal Christ in our darkest moments, when we question maybe the meaning of our lives, the value of our lives, the difficult places we find ourselves in life. We are revealing the presence of Christ and our need for a saving God. And therefore, it's when we're fully human, that's when we reveal God, the true God in Christ. Not when we're perfect, but when we're perfectly human. Now, Mr. Rogers is in the news these days, and we all are familiar with Mr. Rogers. That movie is a big hit. And one of his mantras in life was, one of the greatest gifts you have to give to anyone is your honest self. Not your mask, not your perfection, but your human self, your broken self, your struggling, questioning self. That person that is hopeless at times, struggling at times, is part of the journey. It's part of making God present in your life. It's a moment of grace, a moment of teaching. It's a moment when you reveal to others the true God revealed in Jesus Christ. Therefore, the more I reflected on John the Baptist and the various occasions in which he revealed the true God in Jesus Christ, I was impressed by his humanity, his struggle, as much as I was impressed by his virtue and his strength. I think that might be the teaching of his life that we should take with us, that when we meet people who are struggling in life, they're questioning, they're wondering. You don't see the mystery and you don't see the miracle. People will get on your nerves. People will disappoint you. They're calling you to reveal Christ within you. They're summoning you to make a statement about the presence of God. When people impose on you and people demand of you, it's an invitation to reveal Jesus Christ. So take John the Baptist here, the greatest man born of woman, says Jesus, and yet in his humanity he reveals the true God. It's encouraging for us. Go back and revisit the 1,000 people from whom you were born, and you will find the fullness of humanity. And then when you discover that, say a grateful prayer for humanity. Amen.